You're listening to the Lone Star Gridiron Sports Network.
How's it going, everybody? It's the Top Texas Prospect Show, and we have somebody very special. He might work with your son. He might work with your brother. He's worked with everybody. We got D-Rob in the building. What's up, D-Rob?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Oh, man, we're excited. We got so much stuff that's fun to talk about, man. We're very proud of you and what you do with these kids out here, man, and how you get them from middle school to high school to college to the pros, and it's just amazing to see your hand and what you do with these kids. Mark, take it away, brother.
Man, super excited, man. One of the good guys out here, David Robinson, always open camp, always open. His receivers are always open, man. D-Rob, I appreciate you coming on, man. It's been a long time since we actually saw each other face-to-face, but I follow everything you do. Again, I appreciate you giving us this little time and always making time for guys like us in the media, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys for having me, man. I always like talking about my guys and upcoming players that I have, man.
Imagine a game where you can pit the greatest Texas high school football teams of all time against each other. Before now, if you wanted to see the Permian Panthers of Friday Night Lights fame play Johnny Manziel's 2010 Kerrville squad, you were stuck with only your imagination. Not anymore. This new game allows you to play those dream matchups. 1983 Dangerfield, only allowed 8 points all season. 2015, Katy, 10 shutouts en route to their fourth straight championship appearance. 2008, Allen, their first of 5 championships in the state's largest classification. And so many more. Friday Night Legends is that game. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Friday Night Legends.
To get your copy of Friday Night Legends, the game, head over to FridayNightLegends.com.
All right, well, let's talk about your background just a little bit. You started as a high school receiver yourself from DeSoto.
Yeah.
Then you went on to play University of Oklahoma. Talk about your times, you know, in the lab as a youngster and how that developed you into what you're doing today.
Well, a lot of people don't know. My cousin, first cousin, actually, is Casey Printers. And he was the top quarterback in the country when he came out of high school at DeSoto back in 98. It was him and Chris Sims. And Casey, we stayed together. So I lived with the quarterback pretty much every day. So he pretty much taught me the game of receiver, what quarterbacks look for, taught me how to read coverages and things like that. And he introduced me to a lot of older guys because he was a lot older than me. That's why I was able to learn how to run my routes early at an advanced age. And I was young. You know, and I was like eighth grade working out with seniors and freshmen in college and stuff like that. So it helped me. It helped my knowledge out a lot.
Wow. I remember Casey Printers, man. That's deep. I didn't know that, man. Yeah. Talk about what you do today with some of these guys. The mentorship is a big part, you know, of what goes into Always Open. You don't just coach these guys. You spend a lot of time with them off the field. How does that work? How is that important in the Always Open camp?
Well, it's extremely important. Like today, I had split groups. Of course, I had my high school group, college group, and then at the end, I had my NFL group. And I told some of the high school kids that were there to hang back to watch me work out the NFL guys. And at the end of the workout, a lot of NFL guys were talking to them about their grades and just talking to them about what it is to be a pro and just taking care of their body and the things that, you know, the steps that they can take to accomplish and achieve their goals that they're trying to do. So that's real big, especially when you can actually see a Steven Sims who plays for the Redskins, who's 5'9", 174, and you're a slot receiver at Southlake or whatever school has dreams of playing in the NFL. You see him out here working, and he ran 4.5, and he's dominating the NFL, you know, so that gives kids hope and stuff like that. So that's what I like to bring to the table with a lot of my athletes that train with me. You may come to the lab one day and see Antonio Brown, AB, or who, you never know.
Well, I think that's what sets you apart. You know, you work with guys like Clay Mack, you know, I've done some of your camps before where you were on there with both you and him, and it got really competitive, you know, offense, defense, DBs, wide receivers, and it was all in fun, but you got that work in, definitely. Now, definitely. Talk about some of the nuances that you kind of work on, because a lot of receivers, it's not just about being fast, it's not about going deep. You have to be crisp coming out of your breaks as a receiver. Talk about some of the things, especially when you're getting them young. You're not just getting them when they get to high school. You're getting them in seventh and eighth graders. How do you build a kid up from that standpoint till you get him to be a senior in high school, and a lot of your guys are going on to play on Saturdays and Sundays?
Well, you got to do a lot of footwork, a lot of hips, transition stuff with them, and you have to do a lot of things that where they have to redirect when you're getting them at a young age. So the things that I look for in a receiver when I'm getting them out, basically, is just seeing how loose or tight their hips are so they can be able to bend and sink and transition in and out of their breaks, and working on teaching them how to judge the ball over their shoulders and from different angles. So just getting the foundation down before you start adding extra stuff with them is how you really help build a wide out. Just seeing what they're weak at first when you first start working out with them, giving them an evaluation, because some you may get them and they may be advanced in certain areas more than others. So that's what you got to really look at when you're training wideouts. And if I see that, I'll pull a parent or a kid to the side and I'll tell them that they need more private lessons and stuff like that to get caught up, and then we'll throw them back at her in the group.
Now I'll end with this one, and we'll toss it over to Matt. What is always open bring to the table if your parent, you know, is just kind of looking or finding out about you at a later stage? What do you bring to the table? Also, you're working with power hands now. How does that help a receiver with their hands? I thought that was so interesting. I want a pair that my son's using for baseball, and he loves them. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so like you say, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get the resources that I have. You're going to get to, you know, work out not only with kids, other elite receivers across town that are highly ranked and have offers and things like that, but you're also going to get to see and sometimes work out with NFL professional guys just to see how it's done. And you're going to also get a really knowledgeable understanding of the receiver position. I don't sell scholarship offers. That's not what I'm about. That's not what I do. I'm not a recruiting service. I'm here to help you get open, teach the understanding and the art of route running, and how to learn every route in the route tree multiple different ways, and teaching these high school kids how to run professional style routes. Because a lot of these guys in high school don't even know how to run a lot of routes that they run in the NFL, and they start working on it in an early age. When it comes time for their judgment day, for the pro day or the combine, it's not foreign to them. They've been working on a lot of these plants and different angles that you run in the NFL since they were in high school, so it'll be easy for them to make a transition.
Well, it's definitely showing, man. Like I said, you're one of the top guys in the game, man, and it shows your guys are going on to the next level. And like the important thing that I thought that you said, it's not a recruiting service. It's not to help you get off. It's to help you get open. And that's always open, man, and that's neat, and that's a great segue into what we're going to talk about next with Matt. We're with David Robinson, D-Rob, always open. We're going to start talking about some of the prospects coming up here in the 2022-2023 class and so on. This is Mark Henry on the Lone Star Gridiron Network for Top Texas Prospect Show. Matt, take it away.
D-Rob, what's up, brother? I've been following you. You've been following me for years, and I'm finally glad we get to talk.
I appreciate you guys for having me on, Matt.
It's a pleasure, bro. I know Coach O. I know a lot of people that work with you, Clay Mack, all good people. And then I know lately, you know, you've been really, you know, getting headlines from Mike Fisher and Dez Bryant and, you know, Antonio Brown, Hollywood Brown, all these big guys. Just talk about the foundation that you laid with your class right now and some of the young guys that you have coming up that you might want to shine some light on.
Yeah, a few kids that I want to shine some light on is Zion Steptoe. He's a, I believe, 2022 kid at Frisco Memorial. He's going to be a good up-and-coming receiver. Joshua Spaith, a nice slot receiver out of South Lake Carroll High School. He's going to be really good. Also, Anthony Black at Coppell High School. He's going to be good. He's been drawing attention to getting offers. KJ Liggins at Coppell High School as well. He's another kid that's going to, you know, draw some attention. And I also have quite a few low kids that are freshmen, about to be sophomores as well, and middle school guys. I know, I forget AJ's last name, but he plays in Prestonwood. He's about 6'3", 175 right now, and he's going to be a big up-and-coming receiver that a lot of people don't know about as well. So just to name a few of them, they're going to be really good. And also to give a shout-out, a lot of people don't know, my little cousin is Justin Metlock. He's the top linebacker in the country for his class of 2022 in Manville, Texas, at Manville High School. That's my family, man. So I'm proud of him. You know, me and his older brother, Jace, they moved down here to Dallas a while back so I can develop his older brother. And I'm just, you know, ecstatic, man, of the work that he's put in, because I've seen him come out there with me working out with his receiver stuff. He didn't understand the method behind the madness a while back when he was doing a lot of receiver stuff, working on his hips and feet and changing direction. But when people see him move now, they're very impressed.
Yeah, he's very impressive. I think he just got a big offer from Ohio State, if I'm correct.
Yeah, Ohio State, USC just came through. You know, Clemson's about to offer him, so it's getting hot for him.
And I know that down at Manville, they call that Manville U sometimes, if I'm correct, because they get a lot of offers.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Now, what do you enjoy the most about when you get these young kids from middle school and younger in high school? What do you enjoy the most as far as the transition and progressiveness in their game?
Well, I enjoy when that light bulb clicks, like when they actually start to get all the information that you have been pouring into them over and over again. Just like, you know, when you having your kid, you know, you tell them to constantly clean up their room, you're constantly staying on them. And it's a joy. It put a smile on your face to walk by that room and not have to say anything. You know, it's neat, tidy, bed made up, you know. So that's the same type of feeling that I feel once they start putting everything together and they start getting scholarship offers and their name starts getting out there. It's a great feeling for me.
So at what age did you get into training, and when did you start to have, like, some big attention on you where people from the NFL were like, hey, can you come train me?
I started doing this when I was like 25. Yeah, I started training when I was like 24, 25. And I started getting a lot of attention from a lot of NFL guys when I was like 28, 29, when I was like 3 to 4 years in it. I remember one of my first NFL guys was Damian Williams, who was a third round pick to the Tennessee Titans back in 2000, I believe, 9 or 10. That was one of my first NFL clients. And it changed from there. I got him right. He started telling his people about me, and just word of mouth. It just started spreading.
Now, for the parents that don't know you out there and they go to some trainer and they feel like, you know, they're being done the wrong way or something, what would you like to tell the parents about your services and what you provide for student athletes?
Well, what they're going to do, they're going to get an honest assessment on their kid. I'm never gonna, you know, tell you that your kid is a Division I athlete or receiver when I know they're not. I'm not gonna waste your time. I'm not gonna have you or money. You know, I'm gonna always be blunt with you, and that's what a lot of parents like about me, that I'm truthful and I'm honest with them. And I'm not just trying to get a buck. I want to see your kid succeed, not only on the field but off the field as well. And I talk to them a lot about life after football. So that's why a lot of parents send their kids to me, because they know that we have conversations in between water breaks, after training sessions and things like that, not only about football, but about grades, girls, anything.
tell the people that don't know about your some of your hobbies that you like to do besides training.
Some of my hobbies, I'm a junkie, man, so I like watching film. Watching film of some athletes, receivers, guys that I work with, you know, whoever I have in town at the time. That's a little hobby that I do. I wouldn't necessarily say it's hobby, but it's work. I got this this little podcast deal that I'm about to start doing, man. So I like doing little stuff like that.
You about to bring us on?
Yeah. You already know. And so I like spending time, man, with my wife and kids. That's mainly. I just love doing that, just spending time with my family, because I'm just gone a lot. So I just like. I'm a homebody. When I get done training and camps and all of that, or training sessions, I come home and I just like chilling with my little girls.
Okay, so what type of food is your favorite right now?
I would say any type of pasta.
Pasta, man, that's what's up.
I like it.
I love pasta.
My favorite food, though, is macaroni and cheese.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. You can't go wrong with mac and cheese.
Nah, you can't.
I want to challenge you with this last question, and then we're going to let you do some shout-outs. I want you to try to remember a student athlete that you took on who was not very good, but when you got done with him, he was a D1 athlete.
DeMarcus Lodge.
D Lodge, from Cedar Hill.
I've got quite a few of those. DeMarcus Lodge.
Quincy, he's in the league right now, right?
And he's in the league right now. Quincy Adebayo out of Cedar Hill a while back. Now he's in the league too. He's playing with the New England Patriots, going on his fourth year. Rashard Higgins.
Yeah, like
Hollywood Higgins.
Yeah,
He's doing me since his freshman year in Mesquite. Was raw. Like, I mean, was terrible. But picked it up. So just to name a few that you know that were head scratchers, and now that they're playing on Sundays.
Man, that's special, and that should be the real testament to these parents out there that you can take something and turn it into something. You can take nothing and turn it into something.
Yeah, it's all about the confidence. All about the confidence, man. Just repetition is the father of learning.
Well, I'm going to give you a chance to give some shout-outs to some people and tell people where they can follow you at on the social medias and how they can contact you via email if they would like to book you for a session.
So I want to give a shout-out, man, of course, to my lovely wife, Amber Robinson. I want to give a shout-out to my boy, Coach O.
I want to give that's our boy, too.
Shout-out to Clay Mack Skills. You know,
love Clay Mack.
Yeah. And I also want to give a shout out to Josh Hicks, running back trainer out here, who's up and coming trainer, who's doing really good things.
300.
Yeah, 300. That's my guy. I want to give a shout out to him, man.
I love what he does, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, I love his energy. I love everything about him. And I want to give a shout out to BT Jordan. Shout out to Kevin Murray, Coach Flight Skills.
Yeah, Flight. We cool, Flight.
Yeah, and shout out to Footwork King.
Oh, yeah. We know about Footwork King. You know, Footwork King trained CD Lamb, and I'm a Cowboy fan, and I love me some Cowboys.
Yeah, CD just texted me the other day. So when he come down to Dallas, he's going to link up.
Hey, you're gonna have to tell us so we can come out there and cover you, and we got video cameras. We can record and put you guys on the Twitter and all that.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be good. Okay. We can set that up.
Yes, sir. Okay, Mark, you got some final thoughts with D-Rob?
Man, just glad to link up with you again, man. I don't think we had talked since you came out here APAC one Sunday, and Coach B. Will Skills, my guy, was out there, man. And you had some young guys then. Those guys probably are seniors now, I believe, that some of the receivers that you're working with then. But just appreciate you showing love to the show, man. And, man, look forward to seeing you face-to-face pretty soon.
Okay, cool. Appreciate you guys for having me on, man. It's always a pleasure.
Don't forget, right. D-Rob always open.
DRobAlwaysOpen.com.
Man, that's what it's all about right there. Don't forget, DRobAlwaysOpen.com. And where can they find you on Twitter and Instagram?
At DRobAlwaysOpen.
Okay. At DRobAlwaysOpen. All right.
I appreciate you.
We appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, now.
Top Texas Prospect Show in the house. We thank you for joining us again. You can find us at TXTP Show on Twitter, at TXTPShow.com, and also on the Lone Star Gridiron Network, the authority for high school football. Check out Apple, iTunes, and podcasts, Google platforms, and also Spotify for past and future episodes. Mark Henry, Matt Davis of the Top Texas Prospect Show. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Top Texas Prospects Show. You can support us by subscribing to the show in your favorite podcasting platform. You can support the show by giving us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts and by sharing Top Texas Prospects Show. Our hosts are Matt Davidson and Mark Henry, produced by Laura Lema Yernick. Audio and technical direction by Dan Keck.
Hey, did you know that Lone Star Gridiron does mini helmets? Yeah, custom-designed mini helmets that match your school. When quality and attention to detail are important, choose authentic Lone Star Gridiron mini helmets. Our library currently has hundreds of different Texas high school football teams. If you don't see your helmet, reach out to us about creating one. And hey, they make the coolest fundraisers for your booster clubs. Go to LoneStarGridiron.com and look for mini helmets on the top menu bar.